I do not want to waste any time. We are jammed up, wall-to-wall with the biggest names in the sport, and we start right off the top. I am joined by a tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, a Pro Bowler. He set an NFL record for most receiving yards by a tight end this year with 1,377. He set the team record for most receptions by a tight end with 88. He led the NFL in yards after the catch. Recipient of the 2018 Bill Walsh Award, he was the 146th pick in 2017 out of Iowa, and he is appearing courtesy of Skittles. He already told me he gets to keep the backpack. George Kittle. Oh, yeah, George, no, what's going on? Show me that thing.
Yeah, I got to keep the backpack. That's what I'm pumped about.
I'll give you $20 for that thing right now.
No chance.
$30, dude. $50 right now.
I'll talk to the reps. They get you one, man.
All right, I'll do that.
I'm working for this. Are you kidding me?
That is the best.
Yeah, no. I'm working with Skittles. You know, like their whole thing, which
bro,
is really
Bro, you're going to hijack my interview right now?
Yeah, I was going
with
to.
That pitch?
I was going to.
I'll tell you what, how about this? I promise you we will get to it, and I will afford you the respect that you and the product deserves. All right, got you, man.
I respect
it. And I know why you would do that, though, man, because some guys aren't cool like me,
I'm on
and
a
they
roll.
Don't get there.
I'm
got
on a
it.
Roll, baby.
You are on a roll, man. All right, so, yeah, this season was absolutely incredible. But before we talk about that,
okay. What
was more exciting to you at the Pro Bowl? Going to Universal Studios or seeing your old man get his face painted?
Oh, that was – hey, look. The best part about that, we had the VIP tour with Disney. And so we're going through, like, Pandora, whatever what it's called, doing the Pandora ride. Because, like, I've had, like, 10 guys say it's a life-changing ride.
Was it?
It was incredible. You ride, like, a motorcycle through the – it's outrageous. I don't want to give it away. You should go see it for yourself. But so then we're walking
out. It was a game changer, a life changer.
It was the best ride I've been on.
Okay.
It was incredible. But then my dad's like, hey, I'm going to get it face paint. It's like, I really want to do it. My dad just turned 60, and he's out there getting face paint. And I was that was definitely better than the Universal thing.
So what got into him? I mean, is that the way he rolls typically, or did he just kind of snap when he got there?
He's a very outgoing dude just like me. Yeah, no, he likes to have fun with it. He didn't even take it off. Like, he had it on the next morning, too.
Dude, is it still on right now?
It might be, honestly. I don't know.
How do you know, man?
I don't know.
It'd be great, too, if he got, like, a backpack. So, like, father and son matching backpacks, we should hook him up.
Should we work on that?
George Kittle, my guest. Now, before we talk about the season itself, I got to know, man. I mean, it was a historic season. Going into the season, what kind of expectations did you have for yourself? Did you know you had a record-setting year in you?
You know, for some reason, I'm not really a big guy on individual, like, you know, goals like that. I'm all about the team stuff. Like, I've always said, like, hey, I want to win, whether it's 10 games, 12 games, 14 games, like, whatever it is. Like, that's my goal. I want to win games. As long as I play well, I don't care. Like, if I go out, I have zero catches. It's okay with me as long as I have a good game and the team wins. Like, that's what I care about. But I didn't go into the year thinking, hey, I'm going to go for Gronk's record. That was not my first goal. It just kind of came with, you know, playing the game and, you know, playing the game that I loved, that I've always played.
George Kittle, my guess, getting the record is one thing. How you got that record, though, is something totally different. Final game of the year, you had 149 receiving yards, and it pushed you over the top for the single-season record by a tight end. Now, Travis Kelce broke the previous record that same day, but his game ended before yours. Were you paying attention to what he did and how much you needed to get that record? I know you're not about the record, but...
No, yes and no. So, I didn't really even knew I had a shot for the record until, like, it was, like, three games left in the year, and I was like, hey, if I average, like, close to 100 yards a game, I might be able to do this. And so going to the last game, I was at the fourth quarter. My tight end goes, hey, you need 50 yards. Kelce broke the record. You need 50 yards, though, to break him. I was like, well, you know, let's do it. And just the fact that, you know, Coach Shanahan gave me the opportunity to do that, it was pretty special.
I mean, it was the coach. I'll get into that. But what about the defense? The defense had to get the ball back for you to have that chance. What did it mean to you the defense manned up the way it did to provide you that opportunity?
No, the best part was, so we called a timeout. It's fourth down. And Coach Shanahan goes in the defense tunnel and says, hey, look, if you guys make this stop, we're going to get killed with the record. And so, I mean, my love for Coach Shanahan, it's a lot, and that you know, hits me home. But our free safety, Exum, just blitzed. Was not called, nothing. He just said, screw it, I'm going to go through, makes the play, gives me the shot. And so that was incredible.
So then Shanahan, he actually said to you, you've got two plays to break the record. You needed nine. You got six on first down. Then on the second down, Nick Mullins hit you in the flat. You made a defender miss. You run 43 yards for the TD. What do you remember about that play?
The best part about that play was, so my tight coach told me on the side, he said, hey, this is the play because they're going to put me in a different position just because, like, it looked better for, you know, for the route. And we called it wrong, so I was on the wrong side of the formation. So as the play clock's winding down, me and Juszczyk changed sides. And then the wide receiver came down, and I don't know if he was supposed to motion or not, but then he was supposed to run a flat. He ran a stick, so we ran double stick from a stack formation.
Wow.
And somehow it worked out just perfectly.
It worked out great. In fact, your teammate Richard Sherman said, that this is a quote now, that last play was a microcosm of who he is as a player and a person. It's a five-yard gain for the record. He takes whatever it was, 40 yards, scores a TD. He just never stops playing. Look, I would imagine you want the respect of everybody in that locker room, but to get it from a guy like that, a vet like that, for that guy to say that, what's that mean to you?
Special. I mean, any time that you can earn the respect and the, you know, the from your peers, there's not much better than that. And a guy like Richard Sherman, who's been around fantastic players, you know, year in and year out, I mean, himself is one of the greats. To get that from him is special.
One more quote. Now, George Kittle, my guest. This will make sense now that people are listening or watching when I read this. Sherman said, "I can never catch him where he's like, man, I don't want to be bothered today. He's always got a smile. He's always kooky. You're just like, bro, one of these days I'm going to catch you when you don't want to talk, but I haven't found that day yet." End of quote. I got to know, man, where does all the positivity come from?
I get paid to play football. Are you kidding me? Like, it's
a good answer, bro.
Are you kidding me? Like, it's been a dream of mine since I was like 5 years old. I want to play football my entire life as long as I possibly can. And the fact that I get an opportunity to do it at the highest level possible, and I do it pretty well. There's not much more. I mean, and think about it, I live in California. I wake up every day, and we were 4-12. I wake up every day during what, like a 6-game skid. It is 65 degrees, 75 degrees, and sunny every single day. I have nothing to be sad about.
Dude,
all
tell
I
want
to do is win.
Get your ass down to Southern California, and you'll wake up every day, it'll be 75 to 80.
I agree, but I'm just saying, like, it's blue skies. Like, there's nothing in my life that is depressing. Like, and we can always improve on our record. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
George Kittle joining me. All right, before we get to the Skittles, we're going to get there in 1 second. A few weeks back, man, your social game got really interesting.
Ooh.
When you had a tweet that just said, "Sup, at AB84. A lot of 49er fans were all hyped on that. They thought maybe you were trying to recruit him to San Francisco. Is that what you were angling for? Was that the plan?
You know what? Jimmy G dared me that I wouldn't do it. And so I said, you know what? Yeah, okay, I will do it. And that's all it was. You know, AB is a fantastic player. Anything that happens with players in the offseason, that's on, you know, Coach Shanahan and Mr. Lynch. And, you know, whatever decisions they make, I'm standing behind them.
Dude, is that what it was? He dared you that you wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
And you did it? I dare you that you won't give me $10,000 right now.
No chance. You're not Jimmy G, man.
I had to try. No, I'm not, dude. Not even close.
You don't got his looks, man.
I don't got any of his stuff, man. I don't got his look. I don't got his size. I don't got his game. I don't have his check. I wasn't photographed with a porn star. You're right. I'm not. I'm none of that, bro. What do you got going with Skittles, man? It's
okay.
An amazing candy. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now I get to talk a little bit.
Do your thing, man.
All right, so the Skittles. First off, you can't spell Skittles without Kittle. I've been plugging this.
Dude, that's incredible.
I've been plugging this since I was like 5 years old. Like, my junior year, the back of my cleats said "Taste the Rainbow." Like, I've been planning this for a while.
You set it up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So I've been ready for this. But the whole thing they're doing, instead of a commercial for the game Sunday, they're doing a Broadway musical in New York City. So it's a Broadway musical live. It's Skittles commercial, the Broadway musical. You can get your tickets on SkittlesMusical.com. And have you seen Dexter, the TV show?
Yes.
Michael C. Hall is the main guy in the, yep, in the Broadway musical. So that's going to be incredible. He's singing, he's acting, there's 16 other people doing it. But you can only see it if you go to the show. They're not going to air it. That's what's so interesting about it. So there's like a mystique behind it. It's kind of like, well, if I don't go to the show, I'll never be able to see what happens. So I can't even go to the show, which is upsetting.
Why?
I have stuff going on. And I also don't have a plane ticket to New York City.
Huh.
But, I mean, if you want to go, I could probably find you tickets.
Thanks, bro. I bet if you wanted to go, they could probably find you tickets.
I probably could, but I had a lot of stuff
going on. You got stuff going on.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
Like what, man? What's more important than that? Nothing.
Super Bowl Sunday, baby.
That's important. All right. Continue with your pitch. Or are you good?
Hey, I mean, I could keep talking about Skittles forever, baby, but yeah, I did what I was supposed to do.
All right, good job. Well done. What are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday? If you're not playing in the game, you know, some guys get really weird about that. I'm not playing. I'm not watching. I'm not playing. I'm going to get my ass out of town. Or others are like, hey, man, it is Super Bowl Sunday. It's all right.
Yeah,
how are you approaching it?
I'm going to watch it. I mean, for me, I got a lot of former teammates playing in this game, Iowa guys. My cousin plays for the Rams, practice squad tight end, and then one of my best friends plays practice squad offensive line for the Patriots, and they're both groomsmen of mine for my wedding coming up. So I can't really pick a team to win either because I'm kind of on both sides. So I'm just looking forward to a great game.
Where are you getting married?
You got to ask my fiance that. I don't even know that yet.
Come on, bro.
She wants Italy, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be
where?
A fun one.
Do you know?
No idea.
If you get around to discussing it with her, you don't know?
I have no clue.
Do you know when the wedding date is?
2020. That's all I know.
2020.
I'm giving you a lot of details.
Yeah, I could tell, dude. Way to give it up, man. You're an open book, bro. I can't even stop you from talking.
No.
Do you know where the honeymoon is?
Somewhere that has like those, you know, those houses up over the water, like in the Fiji,
Bora Bora.
I've always wanted to do that.
It's awesome.
I've always wanted to do that.
You will love that, man. You jump out the back of the house.
I know, then you just get right back in. That's fine. I've never done that. I've actually never left the country, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good, man. You earned it. You had an amazing year. George, that's how you start off a Thursday on Radio Row, man. Not only lived up to all the hype, smashed it. Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
And congrats on keeping that backpack, man. That's a good look.
I'm going to hold on to that, baby.
You should, dude.
Yeah.
You should. All right. Talk to you soon, man.
Hey,
thank you
so much.
George Kittle had the single greatest year of tight ends ever had in that league, and there have been some really good tight ends in the NFL, and he's had the best historic marks. All right, when we come back, we are live on Radio Row in Atlanta. Nate Burleson, a CBS colleague of mine, joins me on the set next. Do not go anywhere. Telephone number is toll-free. If I can get you in, I will. 1-800-636-8686. My man, great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man. That was fun.
Now, continuing...